You're listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. For more information and to support the show, head to wespeakcommon.com.
Welcome to the special episode of Tavern Talk on the We Speak Common network. This show is made possible by our wonderful Patreon supporters and incredible partners at the Dice Dungeon, where you can get 10% off your entire order with the code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout. And as well as our partners Describe, spelled DSCRYB, where you can find amazing box texts, as well as descriptions, and with the code COMMON at checkout, you can save 10% off each month of your subscription for the first 2 years. Now, stay tuned for a giveaway at the end of the episode and settle in by the fire, because this is Tavern Talk. Hello everyone, today I am joined by a very special guest. We have Alex, who is one of our Describe writers, and a guest of the show prior. Later on we're going to talk about something very special you've got planned. But today we're having a quick informal chat about running undead big bads. Hello, first of all.
Yeah, hi. Nice to be here, thank
nice
you.
Nice to meet you. Put a face to the voice on both parts. So, you're writing something now that has a big bad who is undead. And we've been talking in the background, and I mislabeled him as a lich.
Yeah.
So, tell me more about the undead sorcerer. What's the whole vibe with that? What's the story?
So, the sorcerer is called Zarek, and he is the sort of main villain of what I've been working on. And he came about because I was looking for sources of inspiration, and I have a copy with me here. I found a copy of the old fighting fantasy book, Crypt of the Sorcerer.
Cool. I've never heard of it.
So it's, I don't think it was massively popular in like the range, but it was the first one I ever picked up. I remember having it, finding it in the primary school library, and cool. It kind of began my love of fantasy. And and when I saw a copy, I was like, I had to get it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the sorcerer in this is essentially on a quest for like domination, and you know, it's all very sort of standard stock fantasy that makes, you know, classic timeless to motivation. And what I wanted to do was put my own flavor with this and use this as inspiration. And I thought, what would be an interesting adventure is having like someone who pursued like longevity. Mm-hmm. And power, who wasn't necessarily destroyed or like, but was like driven out, and you know how that would manifest, and why then perhaps someone might go and seek him out. And he's not a lich, because this is a low level adventure, and also key thing with a lich, their soul is somewhere else. This is not the case for him. And I thought that was an interesting distinction as well to explore, that you don't often see that. Like most of the time, if you see like an undead spellcaster of some power and renown, they're nearly always a lich.
Yeah, like, pretty much like 90% of the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's super fun. I like it. So how does the mechanical aspect, well, like it's flavor-ish wise, how did he become a undead that has like knowledge of himself still and is still remains with his soul? Like, how does that work?
So I haven't really thought about that in that level of sort of intricate detail. It's more a case of he was more obsessed with his mortal longevity.
Right.
And he kind of like harnessed a lot of these powers of magic as a learned and powerful mage to extend his life unnaturally to the point that he is essentially incredibly ancient and not necessarily undead,
right?
In the common sense, in the traditional sense, as in being devoid of a soul or being like just a hollow construct. But he's lost kind of all mortality.
Yeah, he's like surpassed death in that sense and life and become something else.
And sort of hangs in the twilight between, yeah.
That's super fun. I love that. I'm very here for that. I was going to talk about, I'm sure as people know, I'm super into Eberron. There's a half dragon, half elf lich in Eberron. Yeah, so they basically a dragon and an elf boned and created this person, which was then a Dragonmark's house called the House of Death. And then basically the elves and the dragons both turned against the House of Death and killed them all. And then this one survivor became this weird half dragon, half elf lich creature. Mm-hmm. And it's really like so they now have, they're like a powerhouse in one of the nations secretly, as like a cult called the Cult of the Emerald Claw. And they like sway politics and stuff like that. And it's really just a really cool concept that this person just that hates everyone is just like swaying behind the scenes. I'm just here for it. It's really, really cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But it's always more interesting to have complex motivation.
And yeah.
A character who, you know, think about why the character pursues that. Why, like, because I mean, in standard fantasy, you know, it's very, very difficult and very, very dangerous to even attempt, like, to study lichdom and like, become a lich. Like, what drives someone to that level of obsession and personal risk? You know, I think that's what you need to understand. And once you start getting into all that, with your characters, particularly villains, you just open up a lot more, you know, you make them much more realistic and much more interesting. Yeah. And when we get to talk about it later, you'll find that, you know, it's not so much a case of a big bad smackdown. Like there's multiple ways that the you know, he can be dealt with.
Yeah. Which is important, I think. And we've seen that in like Wizard of the Coast and stuff. Now they're leaning more into that aspect of it. They're kind of like trying to give non-combat avenues every now and then, rather than just this is a big monster, fight it, which I think is better than what I've been doing. I just like here's an enemy, fight with it now,
and that can be really fun, you know. But
yeah,
this is where your system, you know, limitations come in. Is D&D 5e particularly, well, not as much as 4th edition, but 5e, it's like is very much designed to push towards combat. Like it's the heroes conquering monsters and villains, and sometimes, like, I think it can be easy to write yourself into that corner, but it's about I think having a good balance and offering people options, because you know, that's why we play role-playing games, to you know, not constrained by anything.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, I think as a player you can like forget that you have choices as well in that sense. Like if you see a big monster, you're gonna go, oh god, I need to kill this big beast of a thing, rather than going, actually, talk to this thing.
So interestingly, every time I've run for brand new players of D&D and other TTRPGs, it's fascinating, particularly if they've no background in TTRPGs, what they attempt, and combat is so often low down on the list. Like the amount of times they will try and talk to people or rig up an elaborate trap or something. Like, and I feel it's a shame, because I feel it kind of sometimes gets beaten out of people by the rules, and people can fall into a rhythm. But really, like, it's important to remember that you can do things like any way you want. Like, and you know, it's up to the GM what works, what doesn't, up to the dice.
Yeah.
But
facilitate as much as they can. Yeah.
I think it's fascinating to see what people who aren't in that mindset and that sort of rigidity of thinking sometimes come up with. It's really interesting.
Yeah, you know, I've only ran for new players, I think, twice. And like you said, some of the stuff they come up with is like nuts. Like, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's really, really fun. I haven't done it for a while. I need to do it again. But yeah, I mean, I fall into that as a player before, been like, you do forget that you can do other things, definitely. Also, well, going back to the lichdom aspect of it, I was going to mention, I obviously, part of a backseat of experiencing that in Ben's perspective, his character, becoming a lich, and then immediately regretting becoming a lich in that moment, because it is rough. Very rough ride, yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure what that's about, but that sounds, yeah, that sounds harrowing.
Yeah, it was harrowing. It was extremely harrowing. I was just like, this is horrendous. I think I had my like hands like this for like a good 30 minutes afterwards. Just
wow.
What is happening? It was brutal. Classic death. Instant regret. But yeah, it was very fun. So, we've covered liches, we've covered undead sorcerers. Death Knights was something else I was going to speak about. Have you had any experience with a Death Knight or a fallen paladin of some kind?
Not in any of my writing, but something I do find fascinating. I read through all of the new Dragonlance module that came out fairly recently, found Lord Soth to be a fascinating character and very compelling, as a villain particularly. But again, that stems from his complexity and his rich background.
Really cool.
It is, yeah. I think again, it's the baked in role playing and the baked in depth of someone pursuing something like that's like in the case of the Death Knight, the Paladin, such an enormous change. Like something has to break within that character for them to change. And that is like a fundamental ideology shift that is staggering. And there's so much depth to explore there. I think it's fascinating. I would like to write them a bit more. I tend to write more low level stuff, but I mean, I'd love to write more like that. And
I'd love to see your writing on that. That'd be amazing. I've always been fascinated with paladins for that reason, because they're so ingrained in that way of thinking. And then if something does shift like that, like you said, it's got to be deeply harrowing or drastic to the point where they become somebody else almost. Their entire shift into another way of thinking, which is very, very cool. So what we will do is... I think we've covered quite a few bits in quite a short amount of time. Do you want to talk about the exciting thing you're bringing to the tavern today?
Yeah. So thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
I am bringing my new adventure from Arcane Quill Publishing. As I've been on the show before.
Yeah.
This is the Tomb of Zarek, and this is a low level dungeon crawl designed in the cyclical dungeon style. Using the tenets of Cirsa Victory. And what that essentially means is that the dungeon is made up of kind of cycles. And there's various things like lock and key and closed paths and things like that that will really make an engaging sort of experience. And I did the bones of it that way. And essentially the background of the adventure is... The aforementioned Zarek is a mage from a long past age who was once a terror, who was once a tyrannical figure who was obsessed with his own longevity. And he wasn't killed. He was driven back, and he was driven out of the land into the sort of fetid marshes, and then disappeared essentially for centuries, and sort of history kind of forgot about him. And in the current state, a plague has ravaged the land. And in desperation, after all else has essentially failed, these group of heroes have been sent to go and find this mage who was obsessed with longevity, in the hope of either defeating him and learning his secrets that way, or perhaps, you know, trying to secure his aid. And it starts in media res. It starts as soon as the in the first room of the dungeon, and it does have a kind of horror theme. Again, one of the big things in Crypt of the Sorcerer is very much got themes of like decay and infestation.
Nice. Yeah.
And there's a lot of like insectoid themes and things. And I love that about the book as a concept. So what I ported that in and I used that, I sort of made that a key theme of the dungeon. Yep. And I made it hot and humid. I made it dark. I made it low ceilinged, and you know, it feels like you're crawling through a grave, essentially.
I'm getting that Indiana Jones scene when he's in that tomb and there's just bugs all over the walls and stuff like that. That's what I'm feeling. I'm loving it.
Yes.
I'm here for that,
And yeah, it's I've tried to make it a nice balance between realism and fun dungeon design, and in playtesting it came off really well, so I'm hoping people really like it, and that's just gone live today, in fact, this afternoon.
Wow.
It's just gone live on Drive-Thru RPG. Nice. And physical copies will also be available later on, and we do have a giveaway as well, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I mean, we were briefly talking before on the chat, and I was saying I really love that you've put in like the designer notes and like the recommendations for the rounds, for the fights and stuff like that. I think that's really, really good, especially for new DMs. I think that's great. Really, really liked it.
Thank you. Well, I study my crafts. You know, I read books on adventure design. I read essay collections. I take part in courses. You know, I take this knowledge and hopefully makes me a better designer and a better writer. Yeah. So I...
You'd hope so anyway, wouldn't you? You've been doing it for a long time now as well. You've been writing for Subscribe. How long have you been writing for Subscribe for now? A while.
End of 2021.
Yeah, nice.
But I haven't been designing adventures. So I've only done that. I've been doing that since July. So
no, there we go. Well, from what I've read, it's really good so far. So
well, thanks.
You're very welcome.
But yeah, the whole point of it, essentially, some of it that comes up time and time again with publishing advice for adventures is, you're make it as easy to run as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I try and do. So, absolutely. You know, the stat block's right there. You don't need to look anything up. You have clear notes on things, most of which, like for the boss fights and things, is largely inspired by Keith Ammons' excellent work for the monsters know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because, classic. You know, you want a good boss fight.
Definitely.
Because if the bosses don't use all the stuff and they don't fight smartly, or you know, they don't present much of a challenge, they just kind of get
feels wasted.
So we did almost have a TPK in the first one, but he's a very powerful mage.
That's it. You know? You should mess with him.
so yeah, but thanks, I'm glad you like
it's really good. That's one of the things that, I mean, when I first started DMing, I turned away from published material for that reason. Like, it was like, I don't want to go anywhere near this. I'd rather just write it myself. Like, that's one of the main things. And I looked at that and I thought, that would have been so helpful, like, back when I first started. Absolutely.
Oh, that's great to hear. I mean, I'd love to, you know, make it easy for new GMs to run things. That's, you know, that's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, it's published today, which is very exciting, on the DMs Guild. And we are going to be giving
away...
Drive-Thru RPG. And we are giving away three copies, digital copies, on our Discord. Very, very, very gracious of you to give them away. Greatly appreciated. So to do that, all you need to do is jump over to our Discord server and go to the announcement page and react to the post on it. And I don't know how Ben's drawing it. Ben's doing it. Don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something. But yeah, thank you for coming on. It's greatly appreciated to have you on. It's been great.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been lovely to chat, and
nice to finally meet you again. Like I said,
yes, I've been listening to the podcast for a while, so I know your voice. But nice to see you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure we'll have you on again. No doubt about that.
Well, I've got a very busy personal life at the moment. Expecting a new baby very soon.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But I do have my third adventure is finished and ready to publish. Nice. But
you have been busy.
It's coming out next month. It's coming out at the end of March. So
awesome. That's exciting.
So that to look forward to as well.
Nice. Any teasers on that? Can you give anything away? Any secrets?
It's the first mystery that I've written. I've written a mystery, and it has an infernal flavour.
Right up my alley. I'm here for that. I'm excited for that. Perfect. Well, thank you very much for visiting the tavern today. Like I said, well, I'm sure we'll have you on again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again for joining us here on Tavern Talk. This show wouldn't be possible without our generous Patreon members, as well as our friends over at the Dice Dungeon, where you can pick up all your premium D&D and Dice Goblin essentials without paying a premium price. Plus, you can use code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout and save 10% off your order. And the creative minds behind Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, who provide game-ready box text, as you see in your favorite pre-written modules to help you tell your next epic story. Offering DM and player scenes to choose from, with more than 600 free scenes and over 10,000 scenes available with a subscription. You can try Describe tonight. And once you decide to subscribe to Describe, you can use code COMMON at checkout for 10% off every month for your first 2 years. Until next time, we'll keep the fire going for you.
Thanks for listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your platform of choice and share us with a friend or D&D group near you. If you'd like to directly support the network and the production of new shows like the one you heard today, head to the description of this episode or our social media pages for a link to our Patreon page. You can connect with the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WeSpeakCommon.